You know, at some point, reality has to set in, you know, so we got to start speaking the truth. But I think, you know, overall, we had a positive attitude all week. You know, we did a really good job as far as practicing. Coach put us in some good situations in practice. You know, I thought, for the most part, like I said, we came out, we played a great game. We made some things hard for ourselves to put us in some certain situations. But I think, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, we take it one game at a time. We can't get caught up into the next week or the week after. You know, whatever team we're facing, that's that hurdle we had that day. So we did a good job as far as getting over that hurdle today.
What happened on the? I talked to Zach a little bit on the touchdown pass. The touchdown catch they had late. I mean, were you guys in light coverage on that, or did
I was on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do a better job playing the ball in the air. You know, no matter what coverage we're in. You know, whether we like it or not, we got to do a good job of playing the ball in the air. So, you know, we don't want to give up late touchdowns. You know, you look at that kind of this similar situation as we played, the Chiefs? Kept the field goals all, you know, all game long, and then late in the game they scored a touchdown on us. So I think, you know, we have to do a better job as far as being composed, you know, all game long and stopping the ball from being in the air.
And you guys bailed offense out many times this year. Did they kind of bail you out today by scoring late?
Offense did a great job. You know, for Ryan to go out there and throw 300 yards and then we rush for over 100, you know, you can't ask for anything more than that. You know, so I think when it's all said and done, you know, it's about, you know, us having each other's back. You know, so we're not always going to be dominant. They're not always going to be dominant. But I think, you know, we're clicking at the right time. You know, we have to take this momentum and know we're going to face a team in a hostile environment who's pretty powerful. You know, we owe them one.
You rode Justin in camp, and then you talked about how much potential you saw him. First game over 100 today. Took a touchdown in on a play. A lot of guys were kidding that he usually falls down on. What do you think today means for him in terms of breaking out and becoming the guy they think he can be?
Justin's something special. I can't say he's going to be something special. Justin's something special. You know, when he starts to realize and understand the game and certain situations, the guy is going to surpass that. And, you know, it's kind of fun to see him get better week in and week out. So, you know, Coach Jefferson's doing a great job as far as riding him every single day, making sure, you know, he's accountable to, you know, his receiving core, the receiving corps, and then the rest of the team. So I think, you know, for all of us, man, just to see the growth in all of our rookies, for all of us to grow as a team, you know, right now we're at a point where we got to go. We can't wait. We can't, you know, compromise anything. We got to go play good football week in, week out. We can't, you know, we don't have time to let down. We got to go.